I like that cane syrup, sorghum syrup.
Sorghum. Ooh, it's strong, man.
Is that about like the kind you used to make?
That sorghum is real thick, and it's called it molasses too, you know.
Yeah, and after a while it turns to sugar.
Yeah, and it gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah. I like to get a hot buttered biscuit and pour that stuff on.
We made that syrup. The syrup we're going to keep by our own use. We're going to hit real thick. And then when we got enough for our own use, start making it thin. Lighten up on it, you know, be thin.
But that's not what you call sorghum syrup, then.
No, that ain't sorghum. That's ribbon cane syrup.
Made out of something different.
Yeah, different.
Yeah.
We used to chew that cane, too, you know.
I've eaten some of it before. Just take a piece of it and chew on it.
You go there where that meal was grinding, you know, you get that juice.
Oh, just smell like sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, real sweet.
What about in the barn? Did you have how was it built on the inside?
Well, it was built just like a big room, you know. And they have partitions in it to keep the corn from rolling out the door and all. And up overhead would be what they call the loft. It'd be full of fodder.
Fodder for the cows.
For the cows, the mules.
And that was from the corn stalks.
That was where you had to pull it off by hand.
What about hay? You put hay up there too?
You put hay up there. But you know, I never put no hay because didn't have the convenience. Now they got things, you know, carried up there. Hook it to a tractor.
Oh, yeah. Just like a pulley.
The hay would put it on the shed where you get to it, you know.
You know how you stack peanuts, too.
Well, yeah, we used to have to stack them peanuts on the pole.
So they could dry?
Yeah. Put up a pole and put two sticks crossways back out on there. And then stack them up on there. And it'd be hot, sweat, you got to pour.
Do you have a separate place for keeping the corn?
Yeah.
A different building, or you
no,
just kept it?
In that same barn, and the fodder'd be up above it. You know? And then on the side, it'd have sheds around it for the hay, wagons, and things.
I've seen some people have a separate little thing that they would keep corn in.
Yeah, well, some did, and some did. Most of them had all in one thing.
All inside the barn.
We had a big old barn right here where this house is and got burned up.
You just caught on fire, somebody?
Somebody said them.
Oh, God.
There were some people back down there on that creek and they were licking and they thought that they thought my daddy turned them in and they said that boy.
Mmm.
He didn't have nothing.
Yeah. A lot of people made their own liquor around here.
Every bank had a still in it.
Did it? They ever make a wine or?
No, they make no wine. They make homebrew.
Yeah. Pretty strong stuff, I guess.
Ooh. I never tried to drink none, but one time that was enough for me.
On the barn or on the house, if it was made out of wood, what do you call those pieces that are on the outside?
Planks.
The planks?
Yeah. And most of them had board tops.